Blog Talk Radio.
When the eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. My friend, my neighbors, my brothers and my sister, Jesus' disciple asked the Master,
Vanessa, you turn it off complete for me.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. Jesus' disciple asked the Master, when is the end time? He said unto them, no man knows the end time, but my Father, which is in heaven. The angels that bow down before Him, they do not know the end time. But when you see walls and rooms of walls, earthquake in divers places, famine, pestilence, disasters, knowing that the end is at the door. I'm here to tell you, beloved, the end. There are walls in the bedroom. There are walls in the living room. There are walls in the dining room. There are walls in the kitchen. There are walls on the porch outside, and there are walls in the street. There are walls in the city, walls in the county, in the state, our beloved, in the nation. Disasters have struck, continue to struck the Middle West. A major city is underwater. My friend, your fire raging. My friend, your fire raging. Oh, my friend, the homosexual are taking the government to court to task, to demand that men wants to marry men and woman married woman. Beloved, can you imagine if men married men, woman married woman, that will eliminate the chance of another generation. My friends, says, so it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. The Son of Man is at the door. My friend, the trumpet already sung. Just a few more trumpets need to be sung, and the Son of Man will make His appearance. How beloved. But He said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you are not saved in the arm of Jesus today, you still have an opportunity. Maybe homosexual, maybe murder, the thieves, the soothsayers, the liars. All those that object the call to repentance. You too have this opportunity. Because my eyes have seen the coming. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And it truly is marching on. My friends today, my friends, the authority no longer can just protect and rule the nation, because they are the major problem. My friend, everywhere you go, everywhere you look, the authorities who have been paid to protect the citizens and weed out the criminals, they are on the payroll of the criminals. My friends, what can we do but turn to the Lord? Because he said there's a great day coming and everyone, black, white, brown, green, pink, whatever, big, small, high, low, poor or rich, will stand before the judge on our judgment day to give an account. What you have done since he placed you in this world to occupy. My friend, the birds are still falling from there. The fish are floating on the beaches. Crabs are dying in the pond. Turtle dove are dropping from the air. My friends, the earthquake every day. My friend, earthquake move the earth, move, reshape the landscape. The authorities in the states, they become a part of the criminal. In the county, in the city, in the nation. Our beloved, this is a universal call to repentance. I am not paid by no one. My pay will be at the end of the day. That's providing I prove faithful. Our beloved, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Be it known, the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call. If you're in one of those categories, if you call him, he'll give you, he'll open your blind eyes, open your deaf ears, open your dumb mouth, heal your sick body. lame, like the lame man out of the world, say, Master, at a certain season of the year, the angel come and trouble the water. And when the water is troubled, whosoever stepped in, marvelous. As soon as I began to step in, somebody came. But he said, "Will thou be made whole? Take up your bed." The lame man, take up his bed. The hungry, given bread of life. The thirsty, living water. The weary and sad, he'll make him glad. Rest for the weary, glad for the sad. Clothe righteousness for the naked. He'll give the bad a heart of flesh, that they love everybody. The cause of this, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am a part of the fellowship of the honest. I'm not ashamed to own Jesus. I will love the day I have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I am his disciple. I will not look back. Let up. Slow down. Back away or be still. My past have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My future secure. I am his disciple. My vision is clear. I need no prosperity, promotion, position, or popularity to preach the word. I do not have to be the top of the pyramid, but as long as the word is going out through the airwaves on the internet, I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience. Live my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. For my eyes have seen the glory. I beloved today. If your eyes have seen the glory of the Lord, you will say like I say, and this truth is marching on. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my ways is rough. My companion are few, my God are reliable. And my mission is clear, I beloved. It. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Until I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Here's a take in the presence of my adversaries. Negotiate at the table of my enemies. Ponder at the pool of popularity. Of mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up. Oh, yes. They try until I have stored up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus. I am his disciple. I am a disciple of Jesus. I will go, I will preach until he come for me. And when he come for me, he shall know me by the blood applied to my heart, and I shall know him by the nail in his hand and by the wound in his side. He said, "Come, Thomas, trust your nail. hand in my your finger in my hand and your hand in my side as they nailed me to the cross, and the blood of water flowed from my side. And they said, as a fountain filled with blood flown from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath that flood, lose all their guilty sin. Will you plunge today beneath the flood? Lose all your guilty stain. There is a fountain flowing from the side of Jesus. Whosoever plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain. Our beloved, you were born in sin, shaping the creed. But he paid the awesome price to hang him high. Woo! And he stressed him wide. You never said a word. I will love her today. You too can say, can sing the song that angels can sing. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I want you to know today, you may call me 305-836-9545. Dr. Cox will pray for you, reach you, counsel you, attempt to put you on the right track if you're looking for the right track. And you can write me at 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33147. Or you can come by the church, 1351 Northwest 67th Street, Miami, Florida, 33147. And you can hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And you too, they're singing a song that angel can sing. I've been redeemed. And you too, if you plunge beneath the blood, you can sing the song that angel can sing. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, our beloved. Today is your day. Today is your day that you surrender your life to Christ. Today is your day that you give him your all and surrender your life to Christ. He will read to you. Teaching today will be taken from the Acts of the Apostles, the 28th chapter until the 15th. Read out thus. When they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Malta. And the barbarous people show us no little kindness, for they kindly kindle their fire and receive us, everyone, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul gathered bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heap and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the viper beset hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer whom he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not his life. And he shook the beast into the fire and fell no harm. He felt no harm. Howbeit they look, when he should have been swollen, or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while, and saw no harm come to him, the child changed their mind and said that he was a god. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief men of the island, who name was Pabulus. He received us and lodged us 3 days, courteously. And it came to pass that the father was lay sick of a fever and of a body flex. And when Paul extended in and prayer, laid his hand on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had disease in the island came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when he departed, they laid up with us things as were necessity. And after 3 months, we departed in the ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the island, whose sign was Casto and Plex. And handling at Syracuse, we tarried there 3 days. And from thence we fetched compass and come to. And after 1 day, the south wind blew, and we came the next day to where we found brethren and were desired to tarry with them 7 days. And so long we went towards Rome. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Upper Forum. And the three Tiberian, when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. My friend, today, Brother Paul was on his last leg of journey to Rome to go to be in prison. Although he was on his way to prison, fell a shipwreck and a castaway. But inasmuch as he was a castaway, whatever he done, he was yet preaching the word, healing the sick. I love it. And the barbarians recognized the power of God. Beloved, the barbarians recognized the power of God and went to Brother Paul, and they were healed. Our beloved, as you know, this nation needs a healing. But my friends, in order to be healed, you say, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Our beloved, my friends, my friends, my brothers and my sisters, as I leave the air today, as I leave the Word of God today with you, it will work wonders in your heart. It will work wonders in your soul. It will pick you up and it will turn you around. If you're not on the right track, he will turn you around. I just want to let you know that there's two trains that's headed. One train is bound for glory. The other train is bound for hell. The glory-bound train is bound the gates of pearl, the streets of gold. The silver water running down the throne of God. The angel, the cherubim, the wind hiding the face of God. The luscious garden and the tree of life in the garden. It's where whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they will receive. But the other train is bound, the hell-bound train, who is bound for hell. The devil himself is the engineer, and he said, ha, 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 ha. You have paid your dues, and I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. You have murdered, you have cheated the widow, you have cheated the fatherless, you have stole, you have plundered, you have murdered, you have backbite, you have did all the abominable things that paid your way. You already paid your way. There is no charge, and I'll land you safe, hallelujah, in the lake of fire. Where the worm die not and the fire not quench. I love it. That is your choice. But you still have a chance. You still have an opportunity to turn, to make a right about turn and say, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. And there is no doubt. There is no doubt. There is no if. There is no but. There is no and. I'm confident of the fact that if you call upon the name of the Lord, you save your soul, make you whole, with a burning in your heart to do what thus said the Lord. My number is 305-836-9545. If you care to, you can call me. I pray with you, counsel with you, and I will attempt to put you on the right train, if it's your desire. But I'm going out. This is a university call. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. If you doubt me, just try it. Ask God to save yourself. And I'm sure you will be singing the song that angels can sing. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And may God bless you. May God keep you. Is my prayer. You also have a chance to